previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
A showdown looms between South Africa and one of its largest trading partners, the European Union, over one of our major exports, citrus. As we've reported here before, the EU has put in place costly and onerous regulations to halt the spread of a fungal disease called citrus black spot and the false codling moth, which damages the fruit. Our scientists say the restrictions are unscientific and discriminatory. The same rules are not being applied to exports to the EU from Israel, which suffer from the same problems. Nor are they being applied to imports of peppers and roses, which are also vulnerable to the false codling moth. Now, panels have been established to look into the complaints in terms of World Trade Organization rules, and we're waiting for suggested names of the panelists. We export around 33% of our total citrus to the EU. These additional rules cost some 2 billion rand a year. Looking ahead, a big week coming up for many of the world's central bankers. They'll be assembling at a place called Jackson Hole in the U.S. state of Wyoming for the annual symposium of central bankers. Star of the show, U.S. Fed Chair Jay Powell. And after last week's deluge of data and extreme volatility, what he has to say about inflation and interest rates in the U.S. will be listened to very carefully. And a big week it certainly was last week, but one which ended with the JSE All Share and Top 40 both hitting record highs. 82,824 for the All Share, 75,706 for the Top 40, both up around 0.75% on the day. The All Share is now up 7.7% on the year so far, ahead of inflation at 5% for the first time in a long while. The Rand also continues to go well, 17.82 to the dollar this morning, 19.68 to the euro, 23.10 to sterling. We're up 2.5% year-to-date against the dollar, which itself has eased to 1.10 against the euro. Further afield, the FTSE in London closed on Friday evening down 0.4%, while in New York, the Dow, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq were all up just around 0.25%. For reference, the S&P 500 up nearly 16.5% year-to-date. Tokyo, Sydney this morning both flat, Hong Kong up 1%. Gold at 2,501, platinum 959, Bitcoin just over 58,650, Brent crude oil just over $79.50 a barrel. And again, for reference, gold is up more than 21% year-to-date, but Bitcoin leads the way up nearly 39%, although it was even higher a couple of months earlier.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.